Well, one of my very favorite groups in the whole world was the Stanley Brothers, Ralph and Carter Stanley. Some good old Virginia boys. And from where I lived in eastern Kentucky, they were probably, well, if there was a straight road through there, they could have been there in about an hour to my house. But I think they paved a sheep path through those mountains there, and it took a little while to get to my house. But I love the Stanley Brothers, and Mom and Dad really loved them a lot. We got to see them quite a bit when I was young. They would come through Olive Hill, Kentucky, and Paintsville, Pikeville, Prestonsburg, all there on Route 23 in eastern Kentucky there where I was raised. And always went out and seen them. Got to actually meet Carter and get up and play some with them one time. And man, that blew me away. And then Keith Whitley and I met when we were 15. And as soon as we met, we talked about our heroes. Who do you like? Well, who do you like? I said, well, I like the Stanley Brothers. Who do you like? I like the Stanley Brothers too. Well, you know this one? So I started singing tenor when he would sing the lead. This is one that we sung downstairs in that little boys' locker room at this little high school that we were doing a show at with my dad. I was playing fiddle with my dad, playing guitar, and Keith was there with his brothers. But we immediately left, probably within a week, we went and saw Ralph. He had a brand new guitar player and lead singer named Roy Lee Centers. And that would have been in 1970, I believe, and we went and saw them over in Fort Gay, West Virginia. And this wasn't a club, son. This was a beer joint, okay? There's a lot of difference in a joint and a beer joint and a club. I tell you, walking into that beer joint, you needed a club in your right hand. And if you didn't have a knife, they'd give you one on the way in. It was that rough kind of place, but anyway. Ralph's bus broke down and they was going to be late, and the club owner found out that me and Keith sang and asked if we would get up and do a few songs while Ralph was getting there. And oh my God, we were so nervous, but hey, you know, kind of it presented itself. So we got up and was singing. The only songs we knew though was the only songs we knew was Stanley Brothers songs, and here comes Ralph walking in about 40 minutes, and I wish he'd have gone to his dressing room. He was about to give me a heart attack because he pulled up a bar stool and sat over there for 20 minutes and just eyed us. And I was going, oh, please, turn your head. It's killing me that you're watching us. I wish you wouldn't. I wish you'd go back. But anyway, that started a great relationship, and Keith and I started working with Ralph then, and we worked for about 2.5 years on the road with Ralph Stanley, and man, that was the greatest thing in the world. And I always talk about the Stanleys, and I love Ralph dearly. He's kind of struggling right now, so keep him in your prayers. And anyway, we'll do this song, which is probably one of the most famous Stanley Brothers songs of all time, Rank Stranger, all right?